वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text Number 46. Panchadvarastu Paurastya Panchadvarastu Paurastya दक्षिणैकातदोत्तरा पश्चिमे द्वे अमुशान्ते नामानि नृपवर्णये नामानि नृपवर्णये पञ्चद्वारास्तु पौरस्य दक्षिणैका तदोत्तरा पश्चिमे द्वे अमुशान्ते नामानि नृपवर्णये। చదువుతావు మాధవ. అనువాదం తాత్పర్యం కృష్ణ కృపా శ్రీమూర్తి అభయచరణారాయణ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి. మై డియర్ కింగ్, ఆఫ్ ది 9 doors 5 led towards ఈస్టర్న్ సైడ్, 1 led towards the northern side and what 1 led towards the southern side, 2 led towards western side. I shall try to give the names of the different doors. Are the 7 doors on the surface, namely 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils and 1 mouth. 5 look forward. Looking forward means seeing the sun. These are described as the eastern gates, for the sun rises in the east. The gates on the northern side and the gate on the southern side represent the 2 ears. And 2 gates facing the western side represent the rectum and genitals. All the doors and gates are described below. Now we are approaching Narasimha Jayanti. I thought we could read from the 7th canto for the next few days. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj is a eternal associate, Nitya Mukta. But he read this life of Prahlad Maharaj hundreds of times. The faith, the determination, and the enthusiasm Prahlad Maharaj had, so all the aspiring devotees, they should try to imbibe the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj comes under of the Navada Bhakti, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. For the Sravanam, Parikshit Maharaj, Kirtanam, Sukadeva Goswami, Smaranam, Prahlad Maharaj, Archanam, Prithu Maharaj, Vandanam, Akrur Maharaj, Dasyam, Hanuman Maharaj, Padasevanam, Lakshmi Mataji, Sakhyam, Arjun Maharaj, Atmanivedanam, Bali Maharaj. So this Prahlad Maharaj is also one of the 12 Mahajanas. Mahajan means the authorities on religion, authorities on God realization. of them are the 12 Mahajans. Prahlad Maharaj is also there. The others being Brahma, Shankar, Narada, four Kumaras, Kapila Muni, and Prahlad. Bali Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Yamaraj, Sukadeva Goswami, Ibaran, Ibrajit Maharaj, Garmilare, Pane. Vishnu is a person. A 12 Mahajans. So their teachings and their lives are the shining examples for us to follow. Mahajana Yana Gatastu Pandha. You follow the examples set by the 12 Mahajans. So here we are reading about Prahlad Maharaj. No matter what difficulties are, no matter what opposition was, and no matter his age and his confronting his father, his own father, who is not an ordinary person, but who has conquered all the three planetary systems. So Prahlad did not compromise, did not fear, and he was bold. Prahlad Maharaj was very bold. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was also like him. Simha Guru, Lion Guru. And his preaching technique is called what? Chopping technique. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's technique, chopping technique, you know. Chopping means what? Cutting. So no mincing words, but direct. So this kind of faith and this kind of boldness to preach comes from when we read lives of great devotees like Prahlad. So seventh canto, the whole thing describes Narasimhadeva's incarnation and demon Hiranyakashipu and character and activities of Prahlad Maharaj. So for the next few days, 16th to 24th, however much we can cover, we'll read from 7th canto, chapter 3, Hiranyakashipu's plan to become immortal.
Tat
So Prabhupada gives first a summary study, followed by sloka by sloka translation purports. This is chapter 3, summary study. And we quickly want to have a bird's view of the topic. Summary study. Hiranyakashipu performed a severe type of austerity for material benefit. He wanted power, he wanted opulence, he wanted siddhis, all material. So he did severe type of penance, but for material gain. Bhagavatam also says, in some other place, we should endeavor, we should strive for something which is not available in all the three planetary systems. Whereas Hiranyakashipu is trying to gain control over, whereas Bhagavatam says you should strive to gain something which is not part of the three worlds. Atma does not belong to this world, and Krishna does not belong to this material world. Krishna is transcendental, the Atma is transcendental. So this is the greatest gain. What is the greatest gain a human being can attain is self-realization. One and only purpose of life is, because anything material gain, it will not satisfy you and it will be lost. It will not satisfy you and it will be lost. So Hiranyakashipu, he gained all the three planetary systems. There is no one. Everything belongs to him. And everyone is under him. And he has all siddhis at his command. But what happened? Hiranyakashipu, he was not satisfied. And Hiranyakashipu, he had to meet death. He had to give up everything. And he was not satisfied. So we can learn this lesson from, like, we are all trying to be tiny. He was a giant Rakshasa, the big demon. Whereas following in the footsteps of Hiranyakashipu, we are trying to become like small Hiranyakashipus, no? So when such a huge demon, he was nothing, so what are we going to get by following him? So we have this choice, whether we want to follow Hiranyakashipu or we want to follow Prahlad Maharaj. So these two roles are before us, Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Who is our role model? Who is our hero? So we have to make this choice. Right now we are trying to follow Hiranyakashipu. Now when we read this, then we will be inspired not to follow Hiranyakashipu, but to follow Prahlad Maharaj. The words Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, they are also significant, that Hiranyakashipu, Hiranya means gold, Kashipu means soft bed. So the whole material civilization is based on making money and living a life with family comforts, soft bed. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, Ahlada means it is a spiritual nature, material happiness and spiritual happiness. Material happiness, we call it santosha and like that. Whereas Ahlada means it is transcendental happiness. So Prahlada, who is always aspiring spiritual happiness, is called Prahlada. Pro spiritual and pro material. So this Hiranyakashipu he performed a severe type of austerity for material benefit, thus causing great distress throughout the universe. Material benefits means we will clash with others. Whenever we talk about material benefit, so all best things everyone wants, no? So naturally there is clash. We want the best house, we want the best clothes, we want the best food, we want the best position, and everyone wants likewise. Who doesn't want best things of the world? All of us want. Like morning we were distributing mangoes. Some were big, some were small. So everyone is looking. Maybe I'll be getting the big one. Small one and big one. Because you can have a little more juice. So. Similarly, we all want to be respected. We all want to be treated well. We want all the nice things. So there is competition. Whereas Prahlad, he wants to make his demands minimal. Minimal demands. That means he voluntarily is giving up. I don't need this, I don't need this. Just bare necessities. So no clash. Yeah, that is available easily. The Bhagavatam in some other place, it says that if you want bare necessities, you can go to market, grain market, and while trucks are coming and going, and some grains and dalls, they come off the bags, you can collect them. You don't need money, you don't have to beg, you don't have to buy. just to make your living, you go to wholesale market area, you can go and see, and so much will be on the ground. You can sit there and then you can collect, and you can make your living. Similarly, you can lie under some tree shade, which is very good. No? You don't need a house to live. You can just live under some tree shade. And you can go to some... and then you go to garbage places, people throw away all torn or old clothing. You don't have to buy. If you want to buy clothes, 3,000, 4,000. But if you just want to cover your body, which is actually the purpose of clothes, we don't have to dress in a very elegant way. We don't have to dress in an opulent way. But we have to cover our body, which is part of human civilization. Because we all have a tendency to enjoy. So we should not be exposed to situations which provoke our enjoying tendency. Because we are conditioned souls. We will be tempted. So body has to be covered so that we are in a civilized life, you know. And the body is covered, then there is no room for this sense gratificatory thoughts to come. So this Hiranyakashipu was causing great distress. Not that you need things. No, the tendency of a materialist, you will not be happy if other person is happy. You will be unhappy if the other person is happy. That is called material life. Envy. Envy and jealousy. We feel jealous and we become envious because I cannot enjoy, so he should not also enjoy. And I cannot possess, so they should not have. We cannot see that. We cannot enjoy and others can enjoy. So that is called envy is the nature of this world. But you see, nirmasaranam satam. If you become liberated, immediately you become nirmasara. You become without envy. That is the test. How much we have lost interest in enjoying things of the world. The test for a transcendentalist. Test for a transcendentalist. Whether we are spiritual or material, that is known by our service attitude or enjoying attitude. If you are enjoying attitude, that means we are materialistic. If you are serving attitude, first I will serve everybody, in the end I will take my food. We have to eat, but what is the problem if we eat in the end? Every devotee, if he is in the mood, I should serve everybody and in the end I should sit down to eat. Your food is not at stake. You will get your food. But everybody wants to sit first and eat. When you serve, devotees, when you serve people, and then in the end you eat, you will make spiritual advancement. When you eat first and take service from others, then we are becoming indebted, ruini. So we have come into this world to get rid of our debts. What is the spelling debt? Doubtful. So we come into this world because we are indebted. We have so many runas. Like, you know, a few days back we were reading how we have debts to our ancestors, how we have debts to demigods, how we have debts to other living entities, and how we have debts to rishis and munis, pancharuna, and our debt to God, devaruna, bhutaruna, pitruna, rishiruna. These runas. So, as long as these runas are there, we have to come and suffer in this world. So, human life is an opportunity where you can try to square off, where you can nullify all our runas, so that you are ready to go. As long as you are debts, people will chase us after, and then until we give them, once we give them, then we are free. So unless we are runamukta, we cannot become free. As long as there is runa, we have to take birth in this world. So we have to compete to become servants. Who will be the best servant? So then that is called Vaikuntha atmosphere. In Vaikuntha atmosphere, there is competition for serving, not competition for enjoying. In this world, there is competition for enjoying. I should get it. Whereas in spiritual world, including Radharani, they all want to, that's why Radharani is called servant God. That means nobody can serve like Radharani. Not only Krishna. Radharani is training everybody. Radharani is helping everybody to serve Krishna. She is constantly teaching everybody. So she is the best of the servants. So that's why we call Radharani servant God. Sevya Bhagavan. Sevita Bhagavan means worshipable God, worshipping God. Radharani is worshipping God. So now we understand that we are misdirecting our energies for material benefit. Yesterday we were seeing in that Sri City program how they are trying to magnify the material comforts. On one hand you develop and there is big risk, and then to stop that risk you have to start doing so many things. All for what? All for just ahar, nidra and maithun. These are the three basic things: ahar, nidra and maithun. Eat well, sleep well, and will be agitated for sex life, and then go for it. But if we eat less and sleep less, and you work for Krishna, then we can mitigate this enjoying tendency. Just say Prahlad was always chanting. He was not leaving any room for the mind to eat more and to sleep more. He is busy. So we have to keep ourselves also always busy. Busy as bee. So Hiranyakashipu, because he is a materialist and wants to gratify, is conflicting with everybody. He is becoming an enemy of everybody. But he wants to take everybody's wealth. He wants to control everybody. He wants to exploit everything for himself. So here it said, even Lord Brahma, the chief personality within this universe, was also disturbed. And he personally went to see Hiranyakashipu, was engaged in severe austerity. Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. So yesterday we were saying, nobody wants to remember death. How to correct your eyes, how to correct your heart, how to do this, how to do that. Nobody wants to prepare for death. Nobody wants to be conscious of death. And when you try to remind them, sir, why you are having such big plans? I told there. Death you cannot avoid. Why these big arrangements? For what end? So this is called uncontrolled. When people become uncontrolled in mind, their senses are uncontrolled, their mind is uncontrolled, and they don't want to think about death, and they just want to enjoy it. So when you remind them, sir, there is going to be death, why you are struggling like this? Why don't you live a simple life and chant Hare Krishna? They will say, yeah, we know there is death. So we have to see how best we can enjoy before death comes. Before my life comes to an end, I have to try how best I can enjoy. When we remind our death, they say, so we want to enjoy as much as we can before death comes. Whereas devotees, their thinking is a little different. When they also remember death, then they think, why should I waste my time in this world? In temporary, tiny things. Let me not do the same thing again and again. In this world, everything is repetitive. If you examine our day, We see that daily same thing, get up in the morning, take bath, eat, sleep, and try to accumulate things so that you can continue to eat and sleep. So there is nothing new, stale, you know, they call it stale. Stale means rotten. Doing the same thing. Whereas spiritual life is ever fresh. Ever fresh spiritual life. Chanting, worshipping, serving, glorifying. Ever fresh. Daily. You know, we don't feel how many Mangalartis I attended, so let me not go anymore. No, we become more enthusiastic. Yesterday I was 2 minutes late. Last year I was getting up at 3 o'clock. This year maybe I should get up at 2:30 and start doing my things. But you think sleep is wasting time. Whenever Prabhupada used to joke, whenever Prabhupada needed rest, he'd say, "I want to waste my time." Prabhupada said, "I want to take rest." Prabhupada was not wasting his time. When you work all day for Krishna, because the body is under material laws of nature, when you work all day for Krishna and you sleep, that sleep is not called sleep. It is called rest, recuperating the body, rejuvenating the body so that you can get ready to work for Krishna next day. We sleep so that we get up with more enthusiasm. We get up with more energy to serve Krishna. After all, we are restricted by this body. So, Hiranyakashipu was doing completely opposite. He is forgetful of death. He want to become immortal. He want to make his body deathless. The soul is deathless, but he wants to make the body deathless. That's why his mission was failure. Hiranyakashipu was a total failure. He wanted to enjoy, not possible with the body. He wanted to live forever, not possible. So Hiranyakashipu was always in anxiety. Who is my enemy? And they may attack me anytime. Always. Always in anxiety. And then he was always worried about death. He is anxious for finding happiness, and he is always worried about death, because that is inherent to this material world. So Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. Devotees also want to become immortal. Demons also want to become immortal. That's why they are doing medical research. They are doing experiments. They are spending crores and crores. How to prolong life? How to protect the different organs of the body. Whereas devotees, they want to become immortal by realizing the immortal nature of the soul. Devotees are not trying to be immortal on bodily plane. Devotees want to get rid of the body, get rid of this body, so that they can attain their immortal nature. We are immortal, but we are in a mortal body. So as long as you have material desires, you have to get a mortal body. So devotees want to destroy all their material desires. These material desires are cause. These material desires are the cause for my mortal body. Why do we get these bodies? Because we have some desires independent of Krishna. If you have no desires independent of Krishna, if your all desires are for Krishna, then why do you come here? What business we have here? You will not come. So that's why we call, for devotees, this world is a place for reformation. This world is not a place for enjoyment. This world is a place for reformation. Correct yourself so that you will not have to come back here to this world again. So tomorrow we will be reading further how Hiranyakashipu was trying hard in his to realize his fantasies or imaginations. He wanted to realize his imaginations. Prahlad Maharaj ki Grandharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Prasadam. Pavan.